It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been especially busy lately, facing a civil trial and his agency ignoring a federal judge's orders, among other things. He's also raising money for a reelection run. And last night, he was with Donald Trump, endorsing the Republicans' presidential candidacy. But the sheriff came to prominence a couple of decades ago for items that seemed more focused on publicity that would attract TV, radio, and newspaper reporters. Those included pink underwear and green bologna and much more. The sheriff's media guru for his time in office has been Lisa Allen. She's retiring as of next week, so we wanted to ask Allen about her work with Arpaio. Lisa, first of all, let's start with some of the better-known promotions that the sheriff's office has had, and some of the ones with lighter touches, let's say, like pink underwear and green bologna. How many of those are you responsible for?
Well, I'm not responsible really for the pink underwear. That came to him completely out of left field from somebody in the laundry room who reported that all of these things were being stolen, and maybe we need to do something about it. But as far as my stuff was concerned, the ones that I was most proud of were certainly early on. I was taking a nap one day, and I woke up and I thought, God, we should do a vacancy sign above Tent City. So the vacancy sign was my idea. I thought it was hysterical, and it certainly gave a message to the cops that we're always going to have room to book their bad guys when jails across the country were letting people out right and left.
Now, you and I have both known, obviously, with the business we're in, we've both known a lot of people in communications jobs, PIO positions. So when it comes to listeners, what they know about things may be different. But being the media person for a larger-than-life official like the sheriff can lead to sacrificing your own viewpoints, your own standards in some cases, even if you personally like the person. So what was the hardest part of disagreeing with some of what the sheriff wanted to do, and yet you still had to be in charge of public relations for him?
Right. Well, let me start by answering that question this way. That is one, I think, absolutely fabulous thing about Arpaio, is that he allows people to disagree with him on issues. He'll listen to them. He'll argue till the cows come home. But he listens because eventually, a few days later, you might be able to change his mind. And of course, it was always his idea. But I think he's obviously the boss. You have to keep that in mind. But he and I both know that where we certainly departed company, and I've been public about it, is on that birth certificate thing. I didn't get it. I still don't get it. I don't understand why it's important to him that, you know, we determine whether or not that document was fraudulent.
With President Obama, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Obama's out of office soon. I don't get what difference it makes. But it was important to him, and so I had to write about it. I had to open up a press conference on it, and I felt kind of embarrassed personally. But hey, I mean, he's the boss, so you do what you got to do.
Well, it reminds me of a book a few years ago called Thank You for Smoking, where you had the main character in the book was a guy who represented the tobacco companies. It is a job, and even if you disagree sometimes, ultimately you have to do it. Did you feel extra pressure, though, from outside sources to say, come on, Lisa, you've got it. You know, I know he's your boss, but you got to stick up. I mean, did you ever feel that way?
No. I mean, I wouldn't let an outside source influence me one way or the other. I mean, I've got my own. I'm a very strong person and a very opinionated person, and they're not going to really influence me. I'll just take a look at it myself. But I wouldn't say that I got influenced by anybody else.
Okay. One thing that always struck me is this idea that and I'm sure a lot of this was you, some of this was just the sheriff and the personality he had, but media members would always come running to go to his press conferences or his news conferences, and I would say even sometimes when the stories didn't seem that important, what makes the sheriff stand out like that? I mean, is it partly because in law enforcement, because of the promotions that the agency would do? Is part of it the fact, did this ever happen where he would hold a grudge against people who didn't come?
Well, here's how I think it was kind of a beautiful marriage, if you will. You know, from the 23 years we were together, for the first maybe 15 or so, you're right. The media would come to us right and left on everything that we did. And I think it was because, excuse me, I think it was because I didn't care too much about radio. I didn't care too much even about what print did, because I don't think that people really get much of their news or seriously strong impressions of a person through those two mediums, because television is both audio and video, it just seems to me like that was the place where you were going to make or break a personality. And so because I came from television and I understood explicitly what this television market needed in a story, and this, I'm not sure that what Joe Arpaio and I did together in Phoenix would have come off as well, say, in a market like Boston, where maybe the journalists are a bit more serious and so forth. But we're kind of, you know, I've always thought that the television market here was very influenced by California. It's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit more fun. It's a little bit more entertainment-oriented. And so we, everything that we did, although we did it for a purpose, there was a law enforcement or financial purpose or whatever behind it, we tried to make it interesting in a way that television could tell the story. And for the longest time, I think it worked beautifully.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with Lisa Allen. She's been in charge of communications and public information for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for a couple of decades, and she's retiring next week. Lisa, one thing that stands out for a lot of people, even those who perhaps were not fans of the sheriff, even as he was winning elections by 40 points, will point to the turn on undocumented immigrants and the time when Andrew Thomas was in the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Did you feel like that was a legitimate turn by the sheriff, or was that another PR move?
No, I think that, you know, and of course we still have to be very careful talking about this because, as you know, there's a court, there's a judge sitting over there in the court deciding what we're going to, what he's going to do with us. But I have always believed this agency is not a racist agency. We didn't go after brown-skinned people. The sheriff believed, and I did not disagree with him, that the key word in illegal immigration was illegal. And somehow or another, the whole thing got turned, I think, by the ACLU and sympathizers and so forth to make it like this agency was really doing something wrong. I don't believe we were. I know that this agency is not a racist law enforcement agency. We just thought that if you come into this country illegally, you've broken a law and it needs to be enforced.
It just seemed like the timing of it was that before that, the sheriff did not seem to have a personal issue. If you asked him his personal viewpoint on that, it didn't seem like it was a top priority for him. So it seemed opportunistic to a lot of people.
It could have. And I honestly don't know what, you know, how the genesis of it was. I don't know if it was somehow or another got onto the national landscape, political landscape, that it was becoming more and more of an issue. I don't think it's anything that he cooked up all on his own, certainly. But I think that, you know, he saw it as a problem. You can certainly see it in our jails. You know, you've got an awful lot of undocumented people getting arrested and rearrested and rearrested. And so it's clear that people in the federal government, ICE and so forth, they don't seem to be doing the job they're supposed to do, which is deporting these people or whatever, because they keep coming back to our jails. And that's costing you and me as a taxpayer a lot of money.
Lisa, I want to make it clear when I ask questions like this that you're not the person who sets policy. For anyone listening right now, you're in charge of public information and communication. So there are some people, though, who've said that some of the promotions, of course, we talked about a few of them, some of which were your idea and some of which were not. The feeling is that the Maricopa County Sheriff is such an important position because it's a law enforcement position. There are some who've been concerned about some of the promotions making, I don't want to say a mockery, but making it seem a little bit silly, whereas in maybe other jobs that would be okay, and this one, it's not. Do you have any strong feelings about that either way?
Well, no. I mean, you really probably have to give me an idea about specifically what you're talking about, one of the things that we've done that might make a mockery of law enforcement. I think that everything that we've done, as I said, has had a meaning behind it. For example, we banned coffee and cigarettes and movies in the jail, all right? And somebody might look at that and go, that's really kind of silly to talk about. But the fact of the matter is that coffee was very expensive and it provided absolutely no nutrition. Obviously, there was a time in our jail system where inmates were able to watch movies like Silence of the Lambs, where cops were killed by bad guys and so on and so forth. That didn't seem to make any sense. everything that we did, although some of them may seem gimmicky, and that would have been my doing, probably more than, certainly more than his, still had a law enforcement purpose behind it.
That's Lisa Allen. She's been in charge of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office communications and public affairs and public information for more than a couple of decades, and she's retiring from the job as of next week. Lisa, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Steve.